What are the New Ages about? Well, as I was reading a bit about the subject from various sources, and I remember from the time I was studying all kinds of, well, cults. So from very different sides, meaning the Christian side that I was in that time, 20 years ago or so, reading all kinds of books, Freeman, for instance, every Wind of Doctrine I read in that time. And recently I read a long article or internet publication by Hannah Newman, I think she's called, who sums up a great deal of all the New Age ongoings, and from what I understood from personal experience or from people that she would know firsthand. And also I looked at the Roman Catholic web server, Vatican.va or something like that. And it all comes down to a similar picture, that what they are actually making with the New Age is of course also a quote unquote new hierarchy. An ordering, a top down, or you know, a vertical ordering, where some people are of course higher than other people, like you have the layman and the priests in the Catholic system, where the layman is not supposed to really know about matters of faith, they're really kept ignorant. That hierarchy, which is made in the New Age circuit, which is just an extension of some well-known, hidden, very bad and Satanist circuits, also historically, that hierarchy is supposed to transform the world, and they are called Masters of the Light or something, sort of stupid stuff. And they are very active to transform society into what they want, and it is not primarily but secondarily anti-Semitic. I mean, they don't primarily say that all the Jews should go to the gas chamber. Maybe they couldn't get that done, or it happens to be another type of delusion. But they would think that the problem solves itself, and they would not allow talents really to become what they can be. And they would assume that if everybody listens to their masters, that the transformation which would take place in the world would make that problem already go away, the problem of the Jews, because they would be left out of everything. And in a bit longer run also be kicked out of everything and die of every normal life. God's chosen people would not exactly have a prominent place in their hierarchy, is another way to see it, but it's too mild. And they are not respectful of the normal order of things, and their ways of operations, the way that they teach, again between quotes, people, is not acceptable for every normal Western reasonably democratic citizen. They are very hierarchical in teaching. They will demand that you surrender your life to certain parties and to certain spiritual entities, as they call them. Also call them demons and masters maybe, but. And they are very rigorous about it. They're not just being nice chaps, you know, the nice hippies of the new world who show the grandmothers how the grandchildren can be betrayed or something. I mean, it's not like the hippies of the new world that is to come, and which is all wonderful and brave and helped by them to become all nice and everything good in any way at all. They don't preach or prepare or make such a world at all. It's a world of oppression where you're not allowed to be yourself as a normal human being, where your opinion will be eroded and your personality too, and you'll have a major open door in the spiritual to all kinds of occult oppression. And the fruits thus far are miserable. I mean, the whole Clinton thing has become nothing. That's one of the major, has become, I must say, one of the major icons of that new world, and what the hidden forces behind that have wanted. And what has become of the Clinton era? Nothing. Nothing. Wasteland. A lot of crap. Nothing. A lot of destroyed personalities and lives, and a lot of maybe not NSB or KGB circuits, but a lot of circuits which do nothing much else than keep things under control. And now they got things under control to some extent. And what did that make better? Nothing. Freedom is lost. Freedom of opinion is murdered. Freedom of choosing your own position in life, not regarded, and it's all misery. People are looking for even the smallest bit of decent doctrine and decent teaching, so that certain people now in the Christian era, which you can see on the God Channel for instance, have taken over big halls full of people while they're so obviously so full of crap it's not funny anymore, and they get large audiences. They're not even Christian. They claim to be, but they aren't. And they can't even try or start trying to hide what they are actually about and who has sent them there and who they are honoring.